One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
A guy had a growth that he had had for years. He heard this message on speaking in tongues. This growth was large, like a feast on his body. You know what? He put his hand on it and he began to speak in other tongues. He was speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. He had his hand on it, speaking in tongues. And you know, when you do that, you are releasing your faith. He was speaking in tongues until he became so bold. He hit that thing and it dried up. A few days later, it was completely gone from his body, but he had had it for years. Speaking in tongues. You know what a 9-year-old boy said? 9 years. He said, I began to speak in tongues when I saw that I could not preach to my classmates. 9 years old. He said, when I spoke in tongues and spoke in tongues, he said, I became bold. He said, then when I went to school, he said, I preached to all my mates. 9 years old, speaking in tongues. An 11-year-old boy gave a testimony. He said he could not understand mathematics. But then, he began to speak in tongues. He said, through the Holy Ghost, 11 years old. He said, through the Holy Ghost. He said, as I began to speak in tongues, I discovered that maths became my best subject. This thing you are playing with. Some of you have received the Holy Spirit for 10 years, 20 years. You just say, amen. And you think that's going to get the job done. It will not get the job done, brother. Why is your case taking such a long time? Because you are not speaking in tongues. Your matter has now been for a very long time, for years. Your neighbors know you with it. Because you're not speaking in tongues. Why are you afraid in life? You are afraid of darkness. You are afraid in the night time. When you hear a noise in the night, you are scared. You can't go out in public. When you see people around you, you are scared. Why are you afraid? He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion, fellowshipping with the Holy Ghost. When you speak in other tongues, you are fellowshipping with the Spirit because you are speaking His language. How do I know that miracles are going to happen when I'm coming to a meeting like this? Because I've been there talking in tongues. Talking in tongues. As I speak in tongues, I see tumors disappearing. As I talk in tongues, I see blind eyes opening up. As I talk in tongues, I see crippled people walking. Speaking in other tongues. Some are arguing. Should you speak in tongues? Should everybody? Okay, don't speak in tongues now. Remain in the life of defeat. But if you want to see the glory of God in your life, you want to see promotion, you want to see something more. You want to see something more in your life. Oh no, look at it. This is our first meeting. In South Africa. This is the first one. And I didn't announce to all the churches to join us. And I've had meetings with millions in attendance. Why? Speaking in other tongues. Speaking in other tongues. He says, it is not by might, it is not by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. By my spirit. That's what I'm sharing with you. Listen, listen, you don't know what you have. You don't know what you have. That's why I've come to tell you. There's so much you can do. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I remember David Yonge-Cho. He said something. He said, when his sons were younger, he said the younger one had a little problem in school. And he was always having these challenges, and it seemed like he could not do certain things, certain subjects in school. So when the little boy came, he said, now follow me. And begin to say, I can do, I can do, I can do, I can do. He was teaching the guy what I call the victory march. Are you hearing me? I believe you can take your children and ask them to line up behind you. Are you hearing me? At home, and have the victory march in your house. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, I can, glory to God. Hallelujah. We are overcomers. We are not trying to overcome. We have already overcome. Hallelujah. You know what? Let me tell you something. You see, this is what the Holy Ghost does in your life. When you speak in other tongues and you are full of the Holy Spirit, when you are talking to someone, just one person, angels are present. Now listen to me. I told you the other day I came with many, many angels. Now as you move in the realm of the Spirit, as God promotes you, He adds more angels to go with you. Now this is very interesting and it's very important. All angels are not the same. Are you hearing me? All angels are not the same. There are healing angels. They are different from guardian angels. And they are different from messenger angels. Some people only have messenger angels. Like Jesus said, their angels report to Papa God in heaven every day. They are babes. He says, little children. Their angels are messenger angels. They have to report all the time. Then there are guardian angels. You may have only one. You could have 10. You could have more. Then there are healing angels. Every serious healing ministry called of God has healing angels. And there are two different degrees of angels that are present. In a meeting like this, I have here with me many angels. They outnumber the people here. Many years ago, I saw the chief of them because God sent him. And then there were only two. He had only one angel following him. Actually, there were two of them following him. But I remember I focused on the two of them. Tall, huge fellow. When he showed up, he said, I want to show you how to heal the sick. And we entered into a big building, like a church, an old church building, tall. And I followed him. And we were walking through the aisles. People on this side and on this side. And he will do something and healings will take place. They didn't see him. And I was walking with him. They will go to the middle of the aisle. He stopped. He said, let me show you something. And he reached his hand upward. And it just seemed to get straight to heaven. I don't remember whatever happened to me. But I was just with him. And he put his hand through the heavens and just patted it. And we looked into heaven, both of us. And then another angel saw me. I saw him too. And he was serving drinks. He looked like a blonde 25-year-old guy. Very handsome. But an angel. He was serving. And this healing angel was telling me some things. And I looked into heaven like this. Wow. Wow. This huge guy, As we have moved in ministry, he has moved with us. He's been here all that time. And he has included more and more angels. Now, God said they didn't come to leave. They came to stay. So now what happens is, if I'm having a meeting anywhere, these angels, there are too many to stay in one place. In that place where I'm having a meeting, they are there. They're everywhere. People come to the healing school, and just by coming, they get healed. A woman had her daughter sick, and finally the girl died. She carried the girl, rushed to our church. She was not a member. Said she has been seeing me on TV. Carried the girl to the church and straight to my platform and put her daughter on the platform. She came back to life. You know what I'm telling you? You see, he says, ye are of God, little children. Ye have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you. When are you going to wake up to the realization that there's someone actually living in you? The creator of eternal life lives in you, in every fiber of your being. He lives in you. Maybe you've been suffering from diabetes. What you have to do, stir up the gift of God that is in you. This thing is inside. Begin to speak in other tongues. As you speak in other tongues, the power begin to rise. Some of you, before the power rises, you've closed. You've gone. Don't go. Wait. Let the power rise. You're stirring up that power, speaking in tongues. Lakashata, bayandelebora, libakasata, yendelebo. And when our power is rising from your spirits to your mind, you know, when you begin praying, sometimes your mind will be wandering all around. Speak in tongues. When you're speaking in tongues, it doesn't matter that your mind is wandering. Because speaking in tongues, the prayer in tongues doesn't come through your mind.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@lovell360.com.